Blog Talk Radio.
Football is my life.
And
it's something that I say proudly. But it's complicated.
You can't write the history of professional football without John Madden.
First thing that jumps out are the hands.
And yelling and screaming at guys.
What are you trying to do?
He was a coaching genius.
Downhill, full speed, boom.
Said, well, you can't win them all. And I said, why the hell can't you?
When you're the head coach, you live and die with that reply.
And you don't stay on top forever.
Madden's retirement signals the end of an era and perhaps the end of a dynasty.
We didn't know what he was going to do.
I wasn't a guy when I was coaching to say, I want to get out and I want to be a broadcaster.
Good evening, everyone. Dick Stockton with John Madden.
I'm Vin Scully along with John Madden.
But I knew after I did the first couple games that that's what I wanted to do. This is it. I embraced it.
John does a rehearsal game with another young aspiring broadcaster by the name of Bob Costas.
How high is the shot?
And he looked like a 12-year-old kid. I don't know what's going on there.
Pull to the right.
Boom.
And boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Right there in the alley. Boom.
John had this energy that came to life. CBS just saw something that they hadn't seen before.
John Madden made me a better player. I was pretty good. He just made me better. Simple as that.
I think the audience perceives what's genuine. That's who he is. The same guy who just happens to have extraordinary football knowledge.
He made everyone want to watch football.
If you just heard his voice in the distance.
Hi, I'm John Madden.
John Madden. John Madden.
That was a TV you had to run to.
You know, he coached with a passion and love for the game. He went into broadcasting, changed the way football was broadcast, if not greater sports.
Some things that just go together.
He changed the way America celebrates Thanksgiving, for crying out loud.
Now this is what the game of football is all about.
We'll be right back.
Well, welcome, folks. Welcome to another edition of Damon Network. This is the product of the wonderful Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, and I am your boy, your dynamic DJ, Old Man Ski, on turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you. And welcome to the Dynamic Soul Review special edition tonight. And tonight we come together to honor a young lady that is wonderful, Shafika McLean and Jerry Petito. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Brother O. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm ready to jam tonight, man, and try to raise some money for this wonderful young lady. The mic is yours.
Shafika, say hello to Brother O, first of all.
Hi, Brother O. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Ms. McLean? We're glad to be able to be of service and help to you tonight on this wonderful occasion to honor your family in such a way.
Yes, I'm so thankful for that.
Yes, indeed. And now I'm gonna say a word of prayer real quick, and we'll get started.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, humble before your sight, asking for you to help in this time of need. Give us the strength to be able to earn your trust, Lord, to be able to do what we need to do tonight. In your holy name, amen. All right, let's get started, Jerry.
Amen.
Tell us about this young lady.
Amen. Okay, so what I want everyone out there to know is this woman is beautiful inside and out, okay? I met her years ago. She works at Whole Foods. And I fell in love with her immediately. And I'm going to tell the cute little Miss Tony story. So I don't know how she thought my name was Tony, but for years, she would yell through the store, come running at me, giggling with her beautiful braids, her dreads, and I love dreads. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I love your hair. And she would hug me and bump our butts, Miss Tony. I never said a word about it and never corrected her because I didn't care. She said it with such love. That's all I cared about. I loved her. When my book was done, I decided I was going to bring a copy to her. And I walk in one day, and she's behind the counter, and I said, I have a surprise for you, a little gift. And she goes, your book? I go, yes. And I hand it to her. I see her face. She looks at me. She looks at the cover again, and she comes running around the counter, and she goes, your name's not Tony? I said, no, but guess what? You can call me Miss Tony forever. And she still does, and it's just fun, and I love her. And Shafika, I want you to take the mic because coming from me, it's not going to be like coming from you. Please tell everyone why I have a GoFundMe out there for you and why we're doing this show tonight.
Yes. On 11:30, I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning to save me and my children. My house caught on fire. And it was something that was so fast to happen. I woke up. It was really weird looking in my room. I opened the hallway door, and all I can see is smoke, not fire, smoke. But I always was taught that if you see smoke, you have to get out right away. So that's what happened.
So you saved your children. And
yes.
You know, all right, I want to tell everyone one more little story about you. Because it blew my mind. So, I put this GoFundMe out, but people have also been sending me money through, PayPal thing, you know, whatever that is, right?
Yeah.
And I had some money for you, and I had some gift cards for you, had a few $100 for you. And I said, let's meet, and we did. And I drove you home to where you're staying, and we'll talk about that. And I'm crying in the car, and you're like, Ms. Tony, please don't cry for me. You said, I didn't lose people. I lost stuff. And I looked at you and I said, you're trying to make me feel better over this situation? Who are you? You are an angel. And I can't tell you what that did for me. So right now you're staying in the hotel in Mercer County Airport, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and they've got you up in a very nice place.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And Whole Foods really came through for you, right?
Yes, they did. Not only the Whole Foods branch, the team members as well.
Tell everyone, because, you know, I was losing some hope in Whole Foods, and that's where I shopped.
No.
You know? Tell everyone what they've done for you.
I have received a grant from the team member fund that I don't have to pay back. I'm not in debt to Whole Foods for anything. They gave me time off. I'm actually on leave right now from work, so I don't have to report to work right now. So because I was unsure what was going to happen with me and my kids. My job is very important to me, but my children are more important. So I had to figure that out first, and they gave me time off. And they gave me groceries. They gave me whatever I wanted.
And Uber. They gave you Uber money because you don't drive right now.
Yes.
$1,000 in Uber credit, correct?
Yeah, $100.
Oh, $100. I'm sorry. Okay, $100.
It's okay.
But that's beautiful. I mean, so they really helped and came through. So I want to just give a shout-out to Whole Foods for being there.
Yes, and they made sure that I'm okay. I mean, this is taking a toll on me. I lost one of my basic necessities in life. So I kind of, my pride is very high as well, too. And it's really hard for me to, like, say, I need help because
I
work every day and I take care of my children. I have 4 children, but I have a 22-year-old. I have a 21-year-old that made me a grandmother of a 1-year-old little girl.
Yep.
I have a 16-year-old. Those are girls. And then I have a 14-year-old boy.
And they all live with you?
The 22-year-old lives in New York with her grandmother. So only the 3 children were with me that day and the baby.
Okay. So what we're going to do, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have our Hall of Fame DJ Olasky, Brother O, play us another track, and then we're going to talk about the GoFundMe as well.
Okay.
Here we go, guys.
Nothing worse. know it sounds fast, but I ain't got all night. Come on, baby, what's your phone number? You know I got to be cool in this cat you're sitting with. I'm to you right, baby. Come on. Come on.
Amazing tracks. Thank you, Brother O. Amazing. Giving us a little life here. So, Shafika, let's tell everyone, first of all, about the GoFundMe. So I made the GoFundMe originally, and now the money goes directly to you. So I'm so happy we got that worked out. But if anyone wants to do this, they can go on my Facebook page, Geri Petito, GeriPetito. They could even find it on Shafika. Shafika, give them your full name and spell your name.
My name is Shafika McLean, and that's S like Sam, H-A-F-I-K-A, McLean, M-C-C-L-E-A-N.
But there's a G, Shafika G. McLean on your Facebook, correct?
Yes, Shafika G. McLean.
Okay. So, guys, or you could get in touch with me. You could also Venmo me money. Go straight to my pal. Okay, I've already brought her cash. She knows that. So God is good. And you know, we've got to do everything in our power. I'm talking to everyone listening right now. We've got to do everyone in our power, everything in our power to help her, because that's what this is about. You know, I can't imagine, thank you, God, I can't imagine what you went through. You know, we all have to come together, everyone. You know, tell everyone a little bit more about your kids.
My kids' names are Sky, Star, Heaven, and Christian. So Christian is now 14 years old, and he's in the eighth grade, and he likes to play video games, and that was the one thing that he wanted to make sure that he got. If he got his video games and if he's going to be okay with his laptop and his computer. Heaven now is so smart that she felt like she wanted to cry because she couldn't go back to school because she was going to fail and get an 80.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And Star goes to school full time and works at Trenton YMCA. She goes to school for nursing. And she's a full-time mom, a full-time student, a full-time employee.
You know, this is beautiful. You're an amazing mom. And one more thing I want to share with them before we bring on our first caller.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have family, correct?
No, I don't have family. I have family. They're there somewhere, but they're not family. My family are my children.
Right. And your parents are past.
My mom passed away. My dad is still alive. He's
okay.
In Florida, and he has tried to get me to come to Florida.
Oh, okay.
Numerous
okay.
times.
Okay. So, but your mom is passed. Okay. So,
gone, yeah.
I'd like to bring on our first caller.
Hey, how you doing, Shafika?
I'm fine, and you?
You don't know me, but my name is Frank Pizarro. I'm retired FDNY and 9/11 survivor. It's interesting. I'm very inspired by your story. One thing a lot of people don't know, even Geri doesn't know, is after I survived 9/11, that very following January, so that would have been January 30th, of
2002,
my house burned down, and I lost everything. I lost my uniforms from the military. I lost all my, you know, certificates and diplomas and everything. And, you know, I was already on the fire department at that time when that happened. And, it's not something you'll ever forget, but one thing you do realize that as long as everybody's okay, the rest of it is just stuff. And everything that you really thought was so very, very important, ultimately, it really isn't. And as long as you have each other, all that other stuff can be replaced. So I just wanted to get on here and encourage you and to let you know that you're a powerful woman and you are going to be okay because God promised that to you. So that's really all I wanted to come on here and say. I was invited by Jerry, and because she knows anywhere. how passionate
right.
I am about this kind of thing. So,
Frankie, first of all, I did not know that. I did not know about your home. And you're a fireman. I mean, I did not know that. I'm in a little bit of shock right now for you as well. I love you even more for what you do and for 9/11 and everything that you do. Shafika, he's also an incredible singer. He sang with some legends. Tell her who you sang with, Frankie.
Well, for 10 years, I was the lead singer of the Platters.
You know
and then
I got, right, girlfriend?
Yes, I know the Platters. I grew up listening. My mom played the music, yes.
You know, but I was blessed. I got to share stages with, you know, Barbra Streisand and Patti LaBelle and James Ingram, and I toured the world with the Temps and the Tops and Freda Payne. It was good times.
So you have an incredibly legendary, famous guy here calling you. You have a hero.
Yes.
With 9/11, he's a hero. I love him so much. He's a hero. And a fireman, retired fireman. I mean, this guy is amazing. Frankie, first of all, I want to thank you personally for calling in. I didn't know your story. With that, I want to thank you for who you are. I love you. And, wow, thank you. And, thank
you
for sharing her GoFundMe. Thank you for sharing her GoFundMe.
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate everybody that has helped me, even a call, of a text message, everything. Miss Jerry is... I'm so sorry, but that's not Miss Jerry. That's Miss Tony to me. She is like a second mom, and I really love her so much because I explained to her, somebody did a GoFundMe. She says, I don't care. I'm going to do one because I'm going to do it. She is so sweet to me. I really love me. I am really appreciative of everybody. And like I explained to Miss Tony, I am such a lucky woman. I am. I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Imagine
me and my kids are alive.
They're amazing, amazing. Frankie, I love you, man. Thank you for sharing all that and helping us.
Hey, anytime. And God bless you all.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, too.
Frankie Bizarro, everyone. Wow. That was something. So, wow. Okay. Brother O? This with another track. We got a smile here a little bit tonight.
Yes.
Dance floor.
Thanks for that happy sound, Brother O. Thanks for that happy sound. Shafika, before we bring on our next caller you'll be on in 1 minute, I'd like to bring your daughter to the phone, Heaven. She'd like to come to the phone. Let's say hello to her.
Okay. There you go.
Hello.
Hi, Heaven. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just a little.
Come a little closer, sweetie. A little closer to the phone.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm doing good. Just a little tired because it's nighttime.
Well, I just want to let you know that we're all here. Anything you guys need, you know, Mom can call me. We're all here trying to help, okay, sweetheart? God's got this. God loves you.
Thank you.
You know, Shafika, the names are beautiful. Heaven, Christian, my grandson is Christian, so I just love it. God's smiling down at you. Let's bring on our next caller.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, caller. Hi.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, how are you? Okay, say hi to Shafika, girlfriend.
Hi, Shafika.
Shafika, yeah.
Shafika.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm okay. I'm just sitting here listening to your story, and I heard you say that you were lucky.
Okay,
you're not
crazy.
Lucky, you're blessed. I didn't hear you.
No, I said crazy, right, Angela?
Yeah, she's not lucky. She's blessed.
I'm
sitting here thinking about. I'm just sitting here thinking about your story and my old partner. 5.5 years ago, her 5 kids was involved in a fire, and unfortunately, her niece and nephew did not make it out, but her kids survived. So you are definitely blessed. I tell you, just listening to how the community is coming together, it just took me back to that family and how the community rallied around them. So just know that God has you, and you have some amazing people that are rallying around you. So know that you're going to be okay.
So,
Jerry,
I love you, and thank you so much. Tell everyone who you are as well and when your show is on, please.
So I am another host on this great network. My show is The Day After Jerry's. We're on every 4 weeks.
Yes.
I think we're on again around February the 8th, 9th.
Yeah,
4 weeks
from this week, yes.
So my show is Walk in Purpose, because I truly believe that everyone has a purpose. We didn't just get dropped out of the sky. That Jeremiah 29:11 said that he had a plan for us to prosper us, for us to be in good health, for us to have hope in the future. No matter what it looks like right now in the natural, know that he has you. I love you and
amazing.
Be blessed.
Oh,
thank you so much. I love you too.
Oh, Angela, thank you for that. We needed to hear that, girlfriend. Wow. Okay. I love you. Thank you for that. Wow. I'm going to give the GoFundMe info again. And Shafika?
Yes.
We're going to give your info as well. So everybody, you can go on Jerry Petito Facebook page. I have the GoFundMe there every day. Shafika G. McLean, Shafika G. McClean. Her page as well. You can reach out to me. You can send me money through Venmo. It will go right to her. Guys, listen, I don't care if it's $5. Because imagine if 1,000 people gave $5 each, how that can help this woman and her kids. Please, 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 I'm begging you to give something. Shafika, what would you like to say to them about that as well?
I just appreciate everything. Sometimes I'm kind of like lost because it makes me feel like I have all these people, like she said, all these people wanting to help me that I don't even know, and I'm so thankful and grateful for that. And if whatever you have, is even if it's a Christmas card, a thank you card, or words of encouragement, it means a lot.
Yes, that does mean a lot, but we're asking for funds. Listen, yes, yeah, send her a nice card with words of encouragement, but put $5 in it, please. Okay, I'm sorry. I am not too proud
to
beg for you.
I know. You are. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
I love you,
so
girl.
Much. I love you, too.
But let's play another track and let's smile a little bit. Brother
okay.
O, hit us, baby.
Okay.
Awesome. We need these little pick-me-ups through this show. So, Shafika, darling, we have another caller in queue, so let's take our caller.
Well, good evening to everybody.
This is Mr. Boston.
How are you? Oh, I'm doing good. Listen, I got one request, and I need – do you have a – pencil handy?
Well, I
yes.
do. I can write it for her as well if she doesn't.
Okay. All right. Listen. I'm going to give you my number, and you text me just your name and your address because I'm going tomorrow morning. I am going to directly send you $30 in helping you get back on your feet. I don't do PayPal. I don't do none of that stuff on Facebook because I'm using my business account, and I don't want it on the black way out. Okay, so I'm going to Western Union you $30 tomorrow morning after 12.
Okay.
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 And my number is 857-261. Uh-huh. 261-7287. Now repeat that back to me.
857-261-7287.
Exactly. Exactly. So you send that information as soon as possible. And tomorrow after 12, when I'm getting off work, I'll stop in at Western Union and send that to you.
Wow.
I just text you.
Wow.
Okay.
Mr. Boston,
okay.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
You know, let me tell you. You know, when over your lifetime, when people give, and most people give back because things have been given to them, and such as my case, you know, I kind of could feel what you're feeling right now, you know, and it's like going to jail and coming out of jail with nothing, and people are there to help. And you have to understand that when God gives for the notion to give, because they've given to you, because God put that in motion, you have to give back to receive your blessings. So
yeah.
I'm giving back because I've been blessed with someone giving me. Well, now I've been blessed with numerous amount of people given to me. And this happens to be one of those situations where you cannot deny yourself in giving. This is one of those things where everybody must contribute to this situation. We all must be in this together. And if we're not in this together, well, then what do we have when we say friends? You feel me?
I base all
of my friendships on people who give. Believe me, if you're not giving nothing, well, then you can't be my friend because friendship is giving. You understand?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now I have something for you.
Here we go. I love it.
Very pertinent. Open your eyes to a new dawn. You got this because God got you in this situation. Let the darkness fade. Let not the fire steal your dreams. Let not the fire tear apart the burning of your well-being. That fire that drives inside your heart, let not the fire steal your dreams. Let no one tell you that you can't. Let no one hold you back. Let no one tell you that you won't. Set your sights and keep them fixed. Set your sights on high. Let not the fire steal your dreams. Your only limit is the sky. Let not the fire steal your dreams. Follow your heart. Follow your soul. For only when you follow them will you feel truly whole. Set your sights and keep them fixed. Set your sights on high. Let not the fire steal your dreams. Your only limit is the sky. Maybe we find our unity in the near losing of everything, where we have no choice but to depend on each other. This is what it takes to realize we are in this together, understanding truly that without the aid of others, we would all be alone in this. Let not the fire steal your dreams. It's time to open new scrolls. Everything will be all right. Let not the fire steal your dreams. And that's that piece from Mr. Boston.
Oh, my goodness. Shafika, what do you think about that?
Thank you. That was amazing. That was amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Mr. Boston, did you write that for tonight?
I just wrote that a few minutes ago.
Can you email it to her and let her cherish that? She'll frame it. I'll frame it for her.
Okay. Well, just send me the information where I need to send it.
Yep.
You have that number, so use
it. Yes,
I just send you my name and my address. It's on my ID, so they
can
send.
Okay.
And send your email. Let him email that to you. I'll frame it
okay.
and make it
yeah.
beautiful for you. Are you kidding?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Boston, tell everyone when your show is on. You just blew me away, and thank you.
Okay, everything is welcome. I'm glad to be able to take a moment to spend right here on the ONE Network. You know, I just love our DJ over there, and Miss Petito, I just love you to life. You know, I just you know, let me tell you, I hear so much about you, and when you're not feeling well, you find the strength to appear. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I have nothing but praise for you.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them when your show is on. When is your show on, sweetheart?
So anyway, I got to go because I gotta go back to work.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Amazing.
All right.
Amazing. Thank you, Mr. Boston. Wow. I sent him your email, okay, sweetheart?
Yes, I send it to him already.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mr. Boston will be on in 2 weeks. All right. How about that? Matter of fact, 3 weeks from Wednesday. And he's on that, that last week of ONE Dynasty, man. You know, Ricardo Richard, Mr. Boston, Booty Black, okay? And then you got... the coach, and then Sister Bessie the Truther, rounding up that wonderful week, man. Power you week, man. And I'm going to play a track. Shafika, how you feel tonight? How you feel?
I'm great. I am great.
Amazing.
We're happy to help you out here, man. We hope. Tally up, y'all. I'm like Jerry Mills. The telephone is on. Now, this is one of them shows where it might go a little long because it's not a regular show. This is Saturday night. And look, I took my time off for Shafika, okay? Y'all know I don't do shows. Jerry know I don't do shows. But I'm your honeybee on Turntables 1 and 2 for you and you. Hey, Jerry, let them know we're in the Hall of Fame, baby. It's the joystick. Hey, Jerry. just want everybody to remember, man, I'm your ones and twos master. You know what I mean? Disaster on those turntables. My name is Olan Ski. You know what I'm saying? Compton, California, y'all. Not about the Jay Petito, your fraud from Long Island City, New York.
You forgot the fraud. You forgot.
Oh, no, I didn't. I said the fraud from Long Island City, New York. That's all. That's all. Even though she lives in Roslindville, y'all, she claims Jersey. Whatever, Shafika. Whatever.
You leave her alone because I'm from New York City.
Yes.
Thank you, baby.
Yes, pick up for me, Shafika. He's losing it tonight.
Yes.
This is so great. You know, we all need this lift, Brother O. Thank you for this. This is amazing. Oh, my gosh. I'm a little overwhelmed right now. We have another caller in queue. I'm a little overwhelmed right now. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, Mr. Boston brought tears to my eyes. I hope you're still listening, man. I love you. All right, anyway, let's bring our next caller on.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Hey, love and peace. It's more love and more pain. My lady, peace.
Hi, sweetheart.
To the ladies. My lady, peace to the ladies of the hour. I'm happy to hear that you're strong again, but I knew you would be because you're a true soldier. Shout out to all the ladies who's bringing the love tonight. To my lady who walk in purpose, I love you, man. To everybody who's donating their time, I'm the little drama boy. I ain't got nothing to give, but I got me. I got my time, my lady, and I lay my heart before you because you're worthy of it. And everything that come to you was given to you because you a phoenix. The fire don't destroy. It brings something new. My lady, we all here because of you. There is no love without pain. My lady, you got the most. You done been through everything. I'm grateful. Miss Petita, I'm thankful just to be here with you. I'm not even on your level, so I can't even say I'm true. But look, all I could do is speak from the heart, because that's what I do. I'm more love, and I'm always going to keep it true. I ain't going to write it down. I may be a little silly dude, but I keep it real, because I love everybody, and my love is true. This year is about unity. It's about all of us, dude. God brought us together. The Most High, he gave us a platform. He called it O-N-E, Damon Network. He think it's that, but it's something new. He gave us a chance to love each other again and to recreate the world with something new, something true. We all know about pain. I live with it every day because it ain't no love without pain. But love is great. Love is true. And love is what the Most High told us to all do. And if there's no love, there is nothing. That's why my girl is rising like a phoenix, because she got something we all got and understand we need is love. That's what makes us who we are. And I'm grateful. I ain't got nothing to say but to be grateful. I humble myself to everybody who made this possible. Mr. Boston, I love you. There's no me without you. I love you, man. And you the truth in the booth. I'm just trying to grow up and be like you. And to my girl who went through it, this is more love and more pain. Hey, we got a show that we trying to get in. They gave us an opportunity. See, we internships. I ain't like Miss Petito and like Mr. Boston. They got their show. They the truth in the booth. I'm just trying to show up and show what I can do. See, everything I do from my heart. I never write it down. So I'm sorry, boo. I can't send it to you. But it's still the truth. I'm the unheard word. I'm the truth in the booth. I love you, babe. You're beautiful in every way. because God created you, and he didn't make no mistakes. He made you perfect in every way, and we all part of this plan, and we're here to stay. So for anyone who think that we on a delay, check me. I'm Mo Love. I'm in the South. Huh? Holler at me, babe, because I love you. Shouts out to everybody from Mo Pain and Mo Love. You better remember us, babe. You better remember us because we ain't got nothing but love for you, baby. That's all to anybody. And shouts out to my DJ. Go DJ because you my DJ. You know how we roll in the South. Peace out to everybody. Hey, I can't forget my boy, Will of God. Holla at you, girl. I'm on the 25th. They give me one more chance. If you don't like me, don't call me. But if you love me, I love you, too. And if you don't like me, I love you, too. I still got you. We family. It's about the DNA. That's the truth in the booth. And that's it. Love to you, baby. I ain't got no money for you, but I got plenty of love for you. And my understanding, that go a long way. So at the end of the day, and at the end of the taking, at the end of the night, this is Mo Love giving you my poetry. And guess what? I can't get it wrong because it's always going to be right.
Shafika, what would you like to say to Mo?
Yes, thank you. I have more love for you any all day.
Mo Love, listen, I needed you tonight, baby. Listen, yes. I'm in tears at first. She's messaging me. Shafika's messaging me. Don't cry, Miss Jerry, because she can hear me. Then you got me giggling. I love you. You're amazing.
Yes.
You're amazing. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. We have another caller in queue, so let's take our next caller. Mo Love, everybody. Amazing. And Mo Payne, love it. Let's take our next caller.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello. Yes. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, Jerry.
Hi, sweetheart. Let me
I'm
introduce
doing fine,
you
sweetheart. You know what? Yeah, when you called me and told me about this, there's no way in the world I would have missed calling in. You know, Shafika, let me tell you, sweet pea, I know exactly what you're going through, how you feel. I lost a nice home, beautiful home up in Ohio. If I would have been home that night, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm in the entertainment business, and when I came home from doing a gig, there was nothing but a couple sticks sticking up in the air. I lost my dog and a big bird I had in there. They both perished in a fire. And
I'm so sorry.
It was just. I know where your heart's at. I know the feeling and the devastation that you have. But you have more than what you really realize. It when my home burnt down, the radio station WLW. And WLWT television, they contacted me. And back in them days, we didn't have cell phones or the computer situations like we have today. And I received so much love and so much help and money and clothing. You know, I had two children at the time at home with me that actually went to the show with me that night. And normally they don't. And I got all the clothes and the foods and the money and the help and the prayers, and it opened my heart. It made me know that I'm not by myself on this earth. You know, I have God in my heart, and I always will. And He does things that we just don't realize that He's doing for us, and the way things come out. Everything for you is going to be absolutely wonderful. It's going to happen for you. It's happening now. And I wish I could be there to give you a hug. But I'm down in Florida, and I might as well be up there because it's just as cold down here as it is up there.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, I just wanted to share my story with you and how things came out for me. And I have... I have so much love in my heart from the people, from people I've never met. To this day, I've never met them. I have no idea who they are, and that sent the help and the love to me that I needed at that time. And of course, right after that, I got deathly ill. Surgery, they took out 60% of my stomach. It was all from the pressures and the things. But when it was all over and I actually stopped to think of what I just went through, and the best part of the whole thing is all the people that come together. God makes people wake up. He makes them think about this person in need. And I just wish the whole world could be that way. And yeah. Everybody just love one another, you know, completely. And I love everybody. Jerry knows me. I love the human race.
I just
think the human race is beautiful when they want to be. And especially those that come together and help a person like you and try to get you back on your feet and take care of your children. And you're blessed with those children. You're blessed that you're still here. Nobody got hurt. And you just keep that chin up, Sweet Pea, and you just keep right on going like you are and everything. You'll wake up one day and it'll all be behind you. And
you have to think
positive.
So yeah. I want to say something. So first of all, I want to tell Shafika and everyone out there who you are. And then you know I'm going to ask you for a favor, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So this guy right here, he's like family to me. Not only have I been to Florida to his home, he's been here to mine, him and Cindy, his wife. They're beautiful people. This is Mr. Ken Brady from the original Casinos, the Hall of Fame song, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. So when I first got the call from him, Shafika, years ago, a mutual friend gave him my number. I thought he was messing with me when he told me who he was. And his wife is in the background saying, he's not messing with you, sweetie, it's him. And he sang to me. So can you give her a couple lines? Because, Shafika, when you are done with this show tonight, everything that we're doing and Brother O is doing for us and O&E, you're going to be able to also say that Ken Brady sang to you. Sing it, Ken.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. The Casinos, 1967.
What do you think, Shafika?
Amazing.
And Jerry, I want to say thank you to you and Brother O for doing this for this lady. And she's in good hands with you guys. She's going to be well taken care of for sure.
And when I do
come up there, if it's possible, I would love to meet you.
Yes.
Yeah, when I come up, I have to wait till the snow is gone. When the snow is gone and this dreadful disease is going around, slacks up a little bit, and I want to come up. I always try to get up to see Jerry, and I'd love to meet you.
Yes, I would love to meet you as well.
Amazing. So you just got sung to by one of the greatest legends ever.
Yes, that's right. Ken Brady. I would never forget that.
And I love
you, Jerry.
I love Cindy for doing this, helping us get you on. Thank you. So, wow, amazing, girlfriend. You're never going to forget that, right?
Yes, I would never forget that.
So, Brother O, we have another track, I think. Hit us with one, baby.
So fine, so fine. Blow my mind, ooh, so fine, so fine, blow my mind. Mm-hmm.
stretch five. Pull your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side. Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Ain't she fine? Pull your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side. Hey, fellas.
So that was an amazing song. Shafika, what do you think about that song? Hello? Shafika, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Okay. I love that song. My mom used to play that song. It's by Howard Johnson.
So
there she go, y'all. There she go. She's the first person that has said that on the air. My man from Miami, a personal friend of mine. He does shows now in Las Vegas, the great Howard Johnson. And baby, baby, baby,
baby.
I want to make you mine. I'm out, baby.
I'm so far.
So what would you like to say to Brother O?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That you love that. That's crazy. He didn't even know that. We didn't know that. So I have a really cool announcement to make, guys. All right, are you ready? I want to congratulate International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and trainee DJ Olasky on his O&E syndicated station all-time connection record tonight with this show, your 40th all-time with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. We broke our record tonight, guys.
All I got to say is we're on the next call of mine.
Next caller, please.
Hi. Peace and blessings, Jerry. Peace and blessings, Brother O. Peace and
blessings.
Hi. Peace and blessings, Tamika.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you.
Shafika, this is Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie, give us some hope here, sweetheart. You always have that.
Yes. I feel that we always need to come together and support each other at times like this. And I just want to say, you know, even though we go through these things, the Most High got our back, and the Most High got your back. I don't have anything to give you, but I do send my love and my support for your family and that everything is going to be fine because the Most High got your back.
Wow. Shavika, what would you like to say to Sister Bessie?
Yes, you just gave me something. You just gave me something. Thank you very much. That was hope.
Yes.
Sister Bessie, I love
you. Thank you very much.
I love you, and I want to thank you for calling in. Tell everyone when your show is.
Yes, I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. My segment is The Front Porch, and I will be returning February the 4th.
Okay.
Stop.
We love
that.
You. Nope, that's
all
okay.
Right.
I want to, so I want to mention you, okay? Sister Bessie is an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. And you know me, I prayed for you last time, and I'm praying for you this time. You're going to get in. And it's all in God's hands, but I want to thank God for you here today. And I love you, and I'll never stop praying for you.
All right. And then we got the next call that's been waiting at the bit to get on here on these O&E stations. What's happening?
Mm-hmm. Hey, peace. Look, this is Mr. George Benson. I had to call in tonight. And, young lady, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Many years ago, I you know, have been singing and writing for many years, but I want you to listen to something if you can hear me clearly.
Here we
the
go,
name
baby.
Of this song is called Love Times Love. Now, I want you to sit back and look this up. You can find it on YouTube. I'm going to give you a little snippet on how I used to get down. Just remember, do-do-do-do, the days when we never had a dime, and our dreams were a million miles away, but we made it later, facing the bad times with a smile. Here we are, growing stronger day by day, by day. 'Cause we got love, times love. Loving is what we share with two kind hearts. And Jared knows that the Ebony Avery had to come in and represent. before I hang up, look. On behalf of the Magic Man and the Feltons, we got a $20. I wish you had a Cash App. I normally don't do some of the other things, but one way or another, you know, we're gonna donate $20 on your behalf, okay? And may that $20 be multiplied. You an angel to us. Jerry Petito's an angel. Hey, heavens, everybody here at O&E Dynasty, our supportive audience are also angels, and we're here to support each other in unity. Okay.
You're amazing, Hoonie. Thank you. So, listen, he serenaded you too. You're getting sung to tonight and everything,
yes.
Girlfriend. Come on. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Shafika,
I was a lucky girl.
Wait, Shafika, do you have Cash App?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Hoonie, I can give her your info. She has Cash App as well.
Okay. Look. You can find me, that's the $ Magic. I'm not the guy that can pull a rabbit out of a hat, but that's MAJIKRU.
Okay, I just texted that to her. So you can do that. Thank Hoonie, you know how much I feel, you know how much I love you. Thank you. I want to give everyone the info. If all the hosts on O&E could share the GoFundMe, that would be amazing. Okay, I want to give everyone, again, go to either Jerry Petito, GERIPETITO, Facebook page, or Shafika, SHAFIKA, G McLean, MCCLEAN. Let's do this, guys. Again, I don't care if it's $5, baby. Let's get it done. There you go. So thank you, Hoonie. Tell everyone when your show is. Oh, and I want to say something about this guy. So this guy right here is not just an ordinary host, okay? This guy is also a Hall of Famer, International Radio Hall of Fame. That's right, okay? Broadcasting and Shriney, Hoonie Baka Tune. That's right, baby. Tell everyone when your show is, my love.
Love you, Jared. Yes, indeed. I am the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. My show is on a Thursday called We Will Aware You. Matter of fact, it'll be 30 evenings from last Thursday. I want you to come in and check me out, okay? And also press that 1 and interact with the Magic Man, okay?
There you go, baby. And Hoonie, thank you again for a donation for her. We love you for that. Wow, amazing. So, I think we're ready for another track, DJ Olasky. Let's have it, baby.
Would someone please hang that phone up?
Amazing music. What do you think, Wilson?
I love it. I love it.
I think we have another caller, so let's grab our caller first.
Hey,
hello,
hey,
caller.
Hey. What's going on? How you living? What you feeling with a guy? How you live? What you do?
Baby, how are you?
I'm trying to make it. I'm in a quiet spot, so I can't really scream out, Jerry Patino, the way I want to, so you know.
Well, what would you like to say to Shafika?
Hey,
first,
Shafika,
say something to Shafika, then I want to say something to you.
Hey, Shafika, look, first of all, you know, you got to always keep your head up. You know, it's a hard story to tell, man. I lost the crib myself and a $350,000 house over there in damn Shuttham Winco section through a damn share sale because wrong thoughts, wrong plans, guess wrong damn people. I don't know. But I'm still walking around homeless, you know what I'm saying? But I never, everybody keep telling me, I never change my, you know, my mindset. I keep on staying happy, even though people try to bring me down. I, you know, because I know who I am and what I could do. And I know God got my back just like he got you. So you shouldn't have to worry about nothing because the best thing about life is you're still alive. You still got a thought where you could put up new thoughts to bring forth new education to the young bucks that's growing up to be more like you or your family that's going to be in a new generation too. It's a whole new limelight when you could think differently in 2022 because we don't even know what's about to hit us. And one thing I'm telling everybody now, you might as well get ready to start walking around with bags because if not, they're going to make us either leave America, move out of America, just like the people who just came over to America with a damn bag. Shoot, they might try to tear our homes apart or put us in FEMA camps with a bag. So keep your head up, lady, and don't let nothing tear you down. Don't even let the devil tear you apart because Jesus is always on the way. Feel me?
Yeah, so, thank you.
So, Shafiq, I want to tell you who this young man is because he owns a piece of my heart as well as Hooney. I mean, most of our hosts. I mean, you know, will of God. He's also an actor. He's a crazy nut job. I love him. He's awesome. He's inspiring. He's funny. He's got it all. And I didn't know that about him as well, and I feel so bad, Will. I'm so sorry to hear all that. But I love you, man, and thank you for always calling in. Tell everyone when your show is.
Oh, shoot. My show was just last night.
Yes, that's 40. That's good.
It was called Captivation 101. I said, when was the last time you was captivated? How did you feel, and what did you say? I'm listening. So usually I just create another topic right off the top of the head, but my show is every fourth Friday of the month, Too Thorough by Will of God on www.blogtalkradio.com, Beverly Nation, Only Network, you know what I mean? And shout out to all those people. This is the best. Thank God you coming back because, shoot, I ain't want you to leave. You all that daggone knowledge you got for us for this future. And what's up? What's her name? Nashville, Tennessee, Mo Love and Mo Pain. And all my squad members. Look, y'all going to have to just figure this out, y'all. And I'm going to tell you just like it is. It's 2022. Check out everybody's radio show if you can. I say this for a reason because I don't know what their thought process is going to be as of tomorrow. But I think they're going to get a new upgrade once they see how the damn government is treating us. Somebody going to say something to wake y'all the hell up. So before we lose our freedom of speech, speak and spell. You know what I'm talking about? Go ahead, Jerry.
Thank
get it again, baby. Shafiq, keep
you,
your baby. Head up.
Love you, Will of God. Wow. Thank you. Shafiq.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's amazing. I love him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You're so popular tonight. We have another caller, girlfriend.
Okay.
So let's take our next caller.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Shafika. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Mo. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I had to call in and make a comment because I wanted to say that you are truly, truly blessed. God was with you through that tragedy and is turning things around for you. As I heard you tell your story, I was so glad to hear that everyone got out safely. And all I could think of as you were saying it was Jeremiah 29:11. Do you know that passage?
No, I don't.
For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Mm.
So God has a big plan for you. There's no way you could have made it out like that without him having a big plan for you.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Thank
you.
So I just called. I had to share that.
You are a godsend because this is the stuff she needs to hear, and I need to hear it too. You know, we all need to hear it. Every one of us, you know, with struggles. I mean, that's beautiful. Girlfriend, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. Tell everyone when your show is on.
My show is Breaking the Silence, and it will be on January the 28th at 9:30.
What day is the 28th?
It's a Friday, last Friday of the month.
Okay, that's fun. Mo, you know how much of a blessing you are, right? I mean, you've got to know that because God made you to do what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
And I love you, girl. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. You take care. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Yes, I will. Thank you. You too.
Beautiful. Wow. Okay, so, wow. What would you like to say right now, Shafika, and then we're going to play another track?
I just would like to thank you, everybody that has helped me, DJO with the nice music, everybody. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. All right, so Brother O, take it away, baby. Give us another track.
When I was a young boy, growing up.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yes.
What'd you think of that song, baby girl?
That was good. That was good. I liked it.
So we have a final caller in queue. So let's take our last caller. What a great night. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Hi, this is Ricardo Richard, Trenton Mix, from Trenton.
Hi, baby.
Hello. Hi, Jerry. I just wanted to say hello to the young lady. I actually didn't catch her name, but I definitely know the story. You know, just listening to the interview and just your positive attitude, you know. So I would just want to say just keep letting your light shine because, you know, you just never know who's listening to this show and who might be going through the same thing you're going through or worse. And then just the way that you're handling it with a lot of grace and humility, you know, you kind of inspiring other people to, you know, kind of check in with their emotions and hopefully, you know, they'll be able to look at the kind of like, you know, the sunshine at the, like after it rains, you know. So, and I also want to say, just don't go through it, but just grow through it, like grow through this situation, you know. So I just loved it, your attitude and everything. So I just wanted to tell you to keep being strong and like everybody else was saying, just, you know, keep following God. And if you don't have a relationship with God, you know, hopefully that'll be a priority this upcoming year, you know. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. My name is Shafika.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
that's an interesting name. I don't think I've ever heard that name before. So.
Yes, my mom wanted me to be very different, and that I am.
So don't go anywhere, Ricardo, because you know I have to share something. So a lot of people don't know this, but I actually brought him on to O&E. He owns more than a little piece of my heart. This young man owns a big piece of my heart, okay? And I'm going to make them giggle a little. It's okay, right, Ricardo?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, okay. So, and we do have another caller after you. Wow, you are popular, girlfriend. But now let me share something about Ricardo. I couldn't sleep one night. This was a few years ago, and I couldn't sleep. Well, God did that on purpose because I wouldn't have met this young man. I get a message, girlfriend, through Facebook from this strange young man from Trenton outside of a club, a little drunk, asking if we could talk just based on my out on there and based on, like, some of the things he looked at my profile and knew he felt I was safe. And here I am. I pick up. I say, call me. I give this kid my number. I call him a kid. He's a young man. Long story short, he's talking to me outside this club. We pray to God, tell him to go home and get some rest. He's in my life to this day. He is an amazing young man, but I want to tell you a little bit about him. He's written documentaries, and I interviewed him on all my networks, and now he's part of O&E, called Hurt People, Hurt People. And he's an actor, he's a writer, he's amazing, and I want him to do a series next, and I want to be part of it for a minute, called Healed People, Heal People. What do you think about that, Shafika?
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Now, I will say something to Ricardo Richard and everybody out there. Jerry Petito is going to play my wife, okay, internet radio soap opera. It is called Ratchetville. Called Ratchetville.
Oh my God.
We're gonna bring interracial marriage to O&E Dynasty in a satire. And that's my wife. She gets on my nerves. She's always talking smack. It's gonna be crazy, y'all. You know, when we do this Ratchetville, it's coming up in May, right here on these O&E stations. It's gonna be a special Saturday night show. I'm gonna send her, you know, the transcript. I want Ricardo Richard to work with us with this. I want some people on O&E Dynasty to be part of this. We're going to have fun, man.
Oh,
I cannot wait for this. Mo Payne could be part. They're going to be our crazy cousins. Will
God
is already a great actor. He can be part of it. He's going to play Sunko, hopefully, if contractual situations. I want Sunko to be part of that. It's going to be crazy, man. So, Ricardo Richard, man, we're going to do our thing on these stations. And after that, after you and Jerry, we're going to our final caller. Guess what? Jerry Petito is my wife, y'all. Let's get it.
This is going to be so much fun, okay? All right, anyway, whatever. He's crazy tonight, but we're really going to do it. So I'm even crazier, okay, for saying yes. Imagine that. So, all right, you know I'm going to throw a little of that Italian in there. I only know the curse words, though, in Italian. But, you know, I'll shock him a little bit. But anyway, Ricardo, I love you. Shafika,
I love you too.
This young man right here is amazing. And again, from Trenton, New Jersey. Oh, she's from Trenton also. What streets do you guys, did you live on, Shafika, and tell her where you live, Ricardo?
I lived on Pennington.
On Pennington? Oh, okay, that's out west.
Yeah, Pennington, right by Reservoir Street. In front of a church.
Reservoir. Okay. I know where that is. That's actually around the corner from my job. But I grew up on North Clinton.
Do you work
and then when my mom grew up on Oakland Street. So
okay. I know where that is. Where do you work?
Mill Hill. You know where
that
is? Do you know where Mill Hill is? It's
I know
like
where
a
that
free
is.
School.
Yes, I know where that is.
Yep, he works in a school. So this kid has it going on, baby.
Right.
Yep. So I love you, Ricardo. Thank you, sweetheart.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Yep, I got to hook you up with all these people. Okay. We'll work this out. I'm going to hook you up with all these people. So we have another caller. Okay, so you're so popular, girlfriend. Let's bring on our last caller.
Okay.
Hello. How y'all doing? Hello. How y'all doing on tonight?
Tell everyone
hello?
Who you are.
Fine and you.
Yes, my name is Tracy Etheridge. I am calling right now. I'm en route to Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, but I live in South Carolina. So I was listening to the radio show, and I'm telling you, I have really been in, you know, just enjoying the show. But I am Tracy Etheridge. I am the recent world-titled holder of the Global Face of Africa Fashion for Peace, and
wow.
I just wanted to come on. Yes, ma'am. Just wanted to come on. Yes, ma'am. I am here. I am Tracy Etheridge, and I tell you, I just wanted to come on to encourage the young lady. I tell you, I heard your story, and you moved me. And I just wanted to come on to just encourage you and to let you know that you are a blessing, honey. You are a blessing to the world. Do not allow no one to tell you differently. You are a child of the Most High. High. And I am here to tell you all the way. I'm driving on Highway 95 South. And I just wanted to, you know, stop by and let you know that, you know, you are my sisters, and I am your sister's keeper. You let
Thank
me
you.
Know what
Thank
you need,
you.
And we have to oblige by anything. We have to be our, you know, we are children of God. And when he says in the Bible that we are the inheritance of the earth, and you have to believe that. You have to believe that. And you walk in your truth, babe. You walk in your truth, and you do not let it up. Do not let it up. But I just wanted to stop by, y'all.
Oh, thank you. Wow, amazing.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I also wanted to thank ONE Network for I had the interview with Angela on last Wednesday. On Wednesday just passed with the Queens of Yes, and I won the world title. And I'm just so still on cloud nine,
Amazing.
Everything. I mean, things are just opening up. Doors are opening up for me. I mean, when God said that He will have your name posted and talked about in rooms that you have never been in. And I tell you, he has been doing just that. But I just wanted to just come on and encourage me, the young lady, that, you know, you are true and you are a sister, and we are with you 110%.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So what I'm going to do is before I bring on Ngozi, what I want to do is this. I want to give everyone the info again one more time for the GoFundMe. Then I want you to have your final words also, okay? So everyone, go to my page, Jerry Petito, or go to Shafika's, Shafikag McLean, McClean, her page. Friend request, send her a message telling her you heard the show. She has Cash App. I have Venmo. Please, everyone, I'm begging you all, even if it's $5. Again, imagine if 1,000 people sent us $5 tonight. How amazing would that be for this family in such need? Shafika, what closing words would you like to say to everyone tonight?
Thank you. Thank you, and I'm very appreciative to everyone. I'm so indebted to everybody and the Lord. Thank you, Brother O, as well.
Well, first of all, you're not indebted to any of us, only the Lord. Okay? You understand that, right? See,
yes.
this is what they've all been saying, all our guests that called in, beautiful guests. You're not indebted to us. This is what we are supposed to be doing for each other at times of need. Regardless, I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're gay or straight. I don't care. Everyone needs to put everything aside. And we need to all come together when any of our brothers and sisters are in need. So you are not indebted to any of us. The only ones we're indebted to is God.
Oh, God.
Okay, beautiful?
Yes.
I love you, Shafika. I absolutely
love you too. I love you too. Thank you so much, Miss Jerry, Miss Toby.
You're so funny. So everybody, guess what time it is, baby? It's Ngozi time. That's right. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Hall of Fame, enshrinee, Brother O, baby. Come on.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won. We'll be right back.
on tonight with Shafika and the Hall of Famer, Jerry Pitino, tonight. And I've been honored and privileged tonight to have this type of show to be broadcast around the world. And that's why I played the Autumn Wind. And we all know, Jerry knows, we play that before every On the Honors. Am I right, Jerry Pitino?
And I did a poem about him as well. Yep.
So amazing, you know, the person who is my most cherished person in broadcasting. So thank you for going to and go through time. How you love this show tonight. And you're getting the chance to hear John Facenda sing his poetry, The Autumn Wind is a Pirate.
Yes, it was amazing. I really had a good time. And I want to thank you.
We thank you. So, and all the folks that came on this show tonight, this was about, okay, understand this. This was about Shafika, nothing else. And all the folks out there, continue to give. There's a lot of giving going on. Please, you know, after the show is over, doesn't mean you don't continue to give. The life you save might be your own. Understand that. Understand that if you have the opportunity, no matter what you have, poetry, a thought, or compensation, the folks that could not give tonight, we hope that one day you can give to an outstanding charity. But without charity is love, and a lot of people don't understand that. And so the people that gave their love tonight and their poetry and a good word, man, that's pure gold. And everybody knows that I don't do shows on Saturday. Jerry knows that. But I was compelled tonight to do it because I felt that the life that I save might be my own. I got a chance to play some real good funk tonight. And I told Jerry it's going to be a funky night. And I love that. That's what I do. That's my most favorite music is the funk. And I just want to thank all the artists that Counting Not Robbery to let us have an ear to hear. And you guys, Counting Not Robbery, to listen tonight to these O&E stations. Tomorrow night, we come back on with our news anchor, Chinchilla Jonesia, and News Forum right here on these O&E stations at Beverly Nation. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations again, and also Beverly Nation has advertising, as well as Damon Network, has advertised to O&E, which is Ola Delia and Goes Enterprise, which of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as the Ghosty Prime Time one at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Delia and Ghosty Periscope Plus, Ola Delia and Malay, we go to your Facebook, as well as our business page, the Dynamic Soul Review, as well as the historic, determined and motivated online now network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, Ole De Lay Down goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Delic Malay, when goes to saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Thank you this week for the garnering of championships. Anselm Thomas Smith, Will of God, as well as me, finally hitting 40. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm 6th all-time in the O&E Hall of Champions. God, Will of God and Sister Bessie. Hey, I'm trying to catch them, y'all. And we're going to continue to do what we need to do after all these years, man. This show is dedicated to Gloria Harrington, a very, very important person in my life. Gloria, thank you for your support, and may you rest in heaven. Good night, everyone.